D. Ed. P. Ann. D. Ed. P. Ann. Dead. Pan. Deadpan.
Hey, welcome to Deadpan 33. Just kidding. Welcome to Deadpan 43. I'm your host, Jack Mangan. And I'm not a player, and to be quite frank, I don't really crush all that often either. Yes, the sound you hear is not the sound of your doom, the sound of the final round of the Greasy Spoon contest. The standings are finally correct and accurate, or as official as they're ever going to be, at least. And so for this final round, we'll start off with the four randomly selected as per normal. And then at the end of the show, after we get through all of the content in the middle, we'll click onto the page, scroll around like mad. We'll select five comments at random in this way, whichever comment is at the top of the screen. Or to be more precise, the first comment that is fully visible from the top of the screen on down, that will be the one selected. Maybe I'll see if I can get Cackling Charlie in here to bear witness. And of course, to truly ensure accuracy and data integrity, we'll process all of the figures through a Diebold voting machine. So we'll actually have nine Greasy Spoon comments in this episode, and you'll be sick to death of them by the end. Now, if you're new to Deadpan, or if you missed out, then chances are that you probably aren't going to win this time, but Greasy Spoon will live on in a new form, a new format in the future, and we'll discuss that in the future. And anyway, I am really fucking babbling here with no direction and no point. So let's just get to the standings, and then we'll get to the comments. Then we'll get to the episode. With a delicate lead on first place, Alvi has 7. Ditto is in second with 6. Jeremy from Seattle and Retro have 4 apiece. Sarah from Charleston, John Bose, Ed from Texas, Andreas Marty Hottie, and Just a Joe have 3 apiece. Jessica has 2. WNDR Wolf of the Wander Radio podcast, and J.R. Murdoch each have 1. And considering that we're going to do 9 today, not a single one of them is actually out of the running for first place. As I'm recording this, even I don't know the winner. How exciting. So let's get to the 4 comments. The first 4, at least. First one. On January 21st, Jessica says, "Football good. Joe, dash, 28 days. Next comment, also January 21st, also from Jessica. "Panasonic, Samsung, Toshiba, stick with a big-name brand," is what he says for DVD recorders. Next one, January 22nd, Paul in Lancaster says, "I think Jack should say, quote, on ear, close quote, instead of, quote, on air, close quote." I think that's Paul in Lancaster's only comment ever. And the fourth and final, Andreas Smarty Hottie says, "You're looking at the fridge, I'm the rookie. I may be large, but I'm no dumb cookie. You've seen me hit, you've seen me run. When I kick and pass, we'll have more fun. I can dance and you will see. The others, they all learn from me. I don't come here looking for trouble. I just came here to do the Super Bowl shuffle." So for those keeping score at home, Jessica and Andreas Marty Hottie have both jumped up to tie Jeremy and Retro for third place with 4 apiece. And Paul from Lancaster is on the board now with 1. Stay tuned, sports fans. God, what a weird fucking podcast this has become.
When Tessa was 3 years old, she was convinced that the bright flare in the sky every 30 days was a star. Her star. Now, as an adult, she's part of the most important space project in history. She pilots one of the ships that monitors the far end of a man-made wormhole that travels ever faster away from the Earth. Go through the wormhole every 30 days, make sure the other end is working well and on the right path, and then go home. Nothing is supposed to go wrong. Under the Graying Sea by Jonathan Sherwood is a podcast novelette in 3 parts. You can subscribe to it at gramofiction.blogspot.com. That's GRAMOPHICTION. Or just check out jonathansherwood.com.
You're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan. God, I'm so excited.
Looking to get some of that sweet, sweet alien loving.
Quoth the Raven.
Jane, you ignorant
simp.
Simp.
You dick!
Check it, check, check it.
It actually made sex seem boring.
Because if Jack thinks it's that great, I'm sure it is.
I put it right there, made it easy for you to get to.
And conversation, for the most part, got in the way of what you wanted to do.
Woohoo! Woohoo!
Spherical Tommy, 16 pieces at a time.
Straight out of the 60s, it's the Magical Mystery Trek.
What do you think of that, Jack? Ah! Oh, okay.
Son, you got a panty on your head.
Yeah!
Yahoo!
Hi, Jack. This is Amy, calling as requested to tell you about my Deadpan Secret Santa experience. I got home on Friday, December 15th, to find a package from Sarah from Charleston. Inside was a beautiful silver tree ornament shaped like the letter A, and four handmade beaded ornament hooks. Sarah's telling the truth when she says she can make anything out of anything. The following Monday, I sent my present to Andrea Smarty Hottie. I gave her a $10 Barnes & Noble gift card and a mix CD of the best of the Mannheim Steamroller Christmas albums. In her thank you email, Andrea said, My husband and I are having Christmas dinner at our house this year, so I've been trying to compile a good variety of Christmas music into a playlist to play on my iPod. Your CD will be a welcome addition to the mix. That really made me feel good about my present. Sarah, Andrea, and everyone else who participated in Deadpan Secret Santas, you all rock. Deadpan is the way.
Hi, this is Amy Bowen, recording on my cheap MP3 player from the Department of Special Collections at the Davidson Library at the University of California, Santa Barbara.
Sorry, Amy. The rest of your message will be at normal speed. And just to be fair...
Sorry, Amy. The rest of your message will be at normal speed.
This is where I've worked since January 26, 2006. On January 31st, 2006, I started putting all our Edison Diamond Disc records in new acid-free envelopes. Today is January 17th, 2007, and I've just finished shelving the last of them. That's right, I'm done. I'm recording this segment because I want to personally thank each and every one of the podcasters whose podcasts have made my job so much fun. First of all, Will Wheaton, thank you for Radio Free Burrito. It may not have lasted long, but it got me into the world of podcasting. If it weren't for you, I probably never would have discovered any of the people I'm going to mention in a moment. Jack Mangan, you were the first patio book author I discovered. Thank you for Duel of the Fates 1 and 2, and Spherical Tomy, and the Deadpan Podcast. I'm also giving a shout-out to everyone in the Deadpan Podcast community. Deadpan is the way. TD0013, thank you for showing us the galaxy far, far away from a different point of view. Gavin L. Lowe, thank you for Tannis Island. Greg and Mike, thank you for Micecast. Matthew Wayne Selznick, thank you for Brave Man Run. I loved that one. Michael and Evo, thank you for Dragon Page Cover to Cover. Evo and Friends, thank you for Podiobooks.com as a whole. Scott, Tokyo kara o domo arigato gozaimasu. That's Tokyo Calling. Mer Lafferty, thank you a huge amount for I Should Be Writing, Geek Fu, Action Grip, and Heaven. Good luck with getting your novel published. Nathan Shoemate, thank you for your excellent and all-too-brief run of audio versions of your reviews at coldfusionvideo.com. Jeff from Houston, a.k.a. The Meandering Mouse, thank you for taking me away to some of my favorite places. Aaron, thank you for the weekly anime review podcast. T. Morris and Lisa Lee, thank you for Moravi. J.C. Hutchins, thank you for Seventh Son. I can't wait to hear the rest of the story. Dan Potter and the team at Bands of America, thank you for Break Ranks. Chris Beatty, Sam Van Halgren, and everyone else, thank you for RIMO Radio. It's a great enhancement to the NaNoWriMo experience. And last but definitely not least, Christiana Ellis, thank you for Pickle Tales. Thank you for the opportunity to create and share my own audio short story. Thanks to all the contestants for their wonderful stories, too. All of you rock, and keep on podcasting through 2007.
Take that, you bloody tails.
What's that? Yeah, Ma, I killed the pans. Pans are all dead. Wait, you didn't want me to... You didn't want pans dead? Oh, you mean a dead pan. Jack Mangan's Deadpan. You're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
All right. Milk cartons ought to be treated with a special chemical that will help detect lip contact anywhere around the rim. This way you can always tell when someone's been drinking straight from the carton. Or better yet, it ought to have some invisible ink that transfers and becomes opaque with skin contact, so that the milk carton offender will be marked for days. It should be some crazy off-the-wall color, so that anyone who comes in contact with this person will see the incriminating smear of bright teal or orange or something like that on their lips and know what they've done. I think you'd find a lot more respect for the sanctity and cleanliness of the milk carton rim. And I guess you could apply this ink to the entire carton too, not just the rim. But if people are putting their lips on other parts of the milk carton, then I don't think I want to know about that.
We interrupt this deadpan broadcast to bring you this totally unrelated kitchen.
Hello, Jack and fellow deadpanites. This is Chris the Fixed Kitty, and I thought I would also share the contents of my kitchen, but since I'm one of those people who really likes to cook, that would take a really long time. I'm just going to tell you about the booze, which is funny because I don't drink. So, starting out, we have 2 bottles of NyQuil, which knocks you out fast enough that I think that counts. We have the last of the Orange Grey Goose vodka we got last Christmas. A Chenin Blanc white wine, very good for chicken stir fry over salad. Martinelli's Sparkling Cider, which we actually drink. Wild Vines Blackberry Merlot, which I'm looking forward to doing like a beef or a pork dish with. Fruity flavors go well there. Mogan David Concord. And Chaucer California Vineyard O'Lally Berry Wine. Got that from the boss at Christmas. And Shochiku by Sake. Yeah, my food's really drunk by the time it's done being cooked.
Hey, that's Pam, it's Andrea. I'm driving home. And, I just want to leave a voicemail. First of all, just something weird that just happened to me. I was just dialing the phone to call Deadpan, and I'm on Lakeshore Drive here in the city, and an animal, I don't know what it was, just almost ran in front of my car, and I had to swerve, and it was kind of scary. But anyway, I was calling about the interview in the last Deadpan. He was talking about the mail art that people used to do back in the day. And that's something actually I used to do well into the 90s. I think like I started the mail art in 85, 84, 85. And I kept doing it until like 95, 96. And, I made a lot of really good friends. And, you know, they all, like, when I got out of it, they were all starting to get email addresses, and I had just gotten my email address. And so we traded all that, and I kept in contact with a lot of those people for a long time, pen pals, mostly in the United States, a couple in Canada, and there was one girl I was talking to in England. But it was just a really cool, like, pen pal program, and traded a lot of really good art, and I actually have some stuff I've kept that just really awesome, beautiful art. Work from these people, but after listening to that, you know, I remembered a lot of those people, and I looked up some addresses, and I just got back in contact with those people. I just thought it was really cool. You know, you're always talking about community and everything, and you know, you got to remember the people that, you know, were there before, and the people that were around when you were younger, and I don't know, that was just a really cool community that obviously isn't, you know, I'm not with right now with Deadpan and everything, but, like, they meant a lot to me before and through high school and even beyond, and probably started, yeah, like, what did I say, 85, 86, like, probably, like, as I was in middle school and into high school, and made a lot of really good friends and got back in contact with those people, and it's just really cool, and I, you know, owe Deadpan that, so thank you very much, and, I know you haven't heard from me in a while, and I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get back in the swing of things still. And I hope you're all well, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
I've got something awful to tell you.
What's that? You want to hear more? Paul from Des Moines?
Dumbass Memories.
Hey, everyone. It's Paul from Des Moines with a dumbass memory for you. I am on my way back from the pool, having just put in about an hour of workout, and I was swimming, obviously, and had stopped to take a breather and catch some breath, grab something to drink real quick, and as I get back in the water, I realize that I don't have my goggles on. I take them off between sets, rub my eyes, you know, things like that. Normally I wrap them around my wrist or something, but they weren't there. So I start looking around, and I can't find them on the side of the pool. I look under the water and think that maybe they sank because they don't have the thing that makes them float, so they just kind of drop and sink, and couldn't find them, and I'm starting to get a little frustrated about this and getting ready to ask somebody, and I put my hand on my head, and what do I find after 10 minutes of searching for my goggles? But my goggles had been sitting on the top of my head in my hair, like you would a pair of sunglasses or baseball cap when you have it tilted back. I promise I'm not smoking the chlorine. Paul from Des Moines, out.
Jack, Jack, Jack. I'm so disappointed in you. You killed my plants, Jack. Yes, you left me with dead plants. Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Deadpan is the way.
All right, let's do this like Buddhists, because we always knew this. Unfortunately, Charlie's gone to bed. He couldn't stay up late enough for Deadpan, I guess. So I'm going to click around. Oh, we might get some catfighting in the background. Excellent. You'll hear the mouse clicks. We're clicking around. I'm on the page. It is slightly after 12 Eastern Standard Time. And the first one, Retro, says, Jack, that movie sounds like it has some teeth. Star, wah, dot, dot, wah, dot, dot, star. Seems like I remember an illustrated horror comedy story in National Lampoon a few years back about mutant sperm. So that's another for Retro. He's actually vying for the lead now. We'll click around, and we actually got Ed from Texas. Good evening, Deadpan. Checking in briefly as, not only has it been a full day, but a full evening ahead as well. Quote, it's been a slice, quote, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. Dre, 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 dot, 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 dot. Methinks you have forgotten where you are. Slice is one of those other shows. Four now for Ed from Texas. Three left to go. Alvy's still holding on to his 1-point lead over Ditto and 2 points over Retro. And the next one is Sarah from Charleston. Yo, yo, people, ellipsis. At this point, Sarah is actually mathematically eliminated from winning, but she still has 4, making a respectable showing. 2 left to go. Retro, Ditto, and Alvi are all still in the hunt for first place here. And actually, oops, I scrolled to the very last one. Chris from Tempe, actually making her debut here. First cookies are now in the oven, winking smiley. Chocolate chip were for the studio last weekend, dash. Still haven't decided what to bring for the next. That's actually her first. And now for the greasy spoon finale. I'm clicking, I swear to God, clicking randomly and scrolling randomly. It comes up to Retro again. So Retro ends up tied with Ditto for second place. His comment was just a hyperlink to http://www.stalker-game.com. And then there's a smiley face. And that's it. Greasy Spoon 2 is concluded. Thank you all for playing. Alvi is our second winner, so now Alvi gets a Greasy Spoon breakfast with me. Yay! Greasy Spoon is now over. I have nothing left to live for. However, I do hope you all continue to comment at the fun and rapid, and some say excessive, but I say balderdash, at the cool pace that we have going. Should I use the C word again? I will. No, not that one, you vulgarian community. So once again, congratulations, Alvi. I am babbling and it's not even the outro yet. Soon, though. So, let's get to our last bit of content, which our Deadpanite friend John Bowes was kind enough to just make on the fly at the last minute and send in, based on Justa Joe's wonderful skit idea. And I enjoy JB's recording partner's input as well.
Stolen from the 80s.
As your body floats down 3rd Street, with the burnt smell factory closing up, yes, it's sad to say you will romanticize all the things you've known before. It was not so great, and as you take a bath in that beaten path, there's a pounding at the door. It's a mighty zombie, talking of some love and posterity. He says, the good old days never say goodbye, if you keep this in your mind. You need some loving arms, and as you fall from grace, the only words you say are, put your hand inside the puppet head. Put your hand inside the puppet head. By They Might Be Giants.
All right, I think we've all had enough. Okay, you know what? I have one last song to play for you. This is actually the last original bit of music that I have at the moment. I'll try to bang out some more living room recordings and maybe even some mashes if I get a whole bunch of time. Ha! I do intend to get back into the studio eventually, but that costs money and, well, every day someone is telling me that I owe huge chunks to someone else. I think we're going to continue to end the shows with music, because I like that. But I guess I'm just warning some of my longtime Deadpan listeners that you may hear some... The repeats may be more frequent, that's all. And I will do my best to get more original stuff out there, too. And I intend soon to actually post my music for sale online. More info about that coming soon. Which actually leads me to the last item of one of the last items of business that I need to address. That yes, I've been pathologically slow about getting to my podcasting and creative obligations over the past year or so. And those of you who've been listening to Deadpan for a while know my sob story. Won't get into it. I have to directly say sorry to my good friend Jack, aka Wander Wolf, of the Wander Radio podcast, and also the guys at Pod Nation, to whom I've promised little bumper or promo, and I'm really, really late in getting it to you. I will rediscover my enthusiasm for, I don't know, for self-promotion and promotion and all of that. I will. I really will. And even if I don't, you will get what I've promised you soon. In the meantime, though, I have put together a little something for you that you can use, you know, temporarily. In fact, this is something that all of you podcasters out there can feel free to clip and use if you'd like. It's basically my free bumper. It's as a gift to you. Ready? Here goes. Hi, this is me, and you're listening to this. Alright, so that's it. That will have to do for now. My offer of a bumper actually does not just extend to Jack Hosley and to the Pod Nation guys. If you want one for your show, Then ask me. I'd be glad to make one, and also I'd be glad to not make you wait months for it. All right, anyway, 206-350-TOMI, 206-350-8664, PayPal link and sidebar at www.jackmangan.com, post comments. That's about everything, I think. I believe, according to MySpace, it may have been Jeremy from Seattle's birthday somewhere around now. So maybe happy birthday, Jeremy. And hey, if you want an on-pod happy birthday for yourself or for another Deadpanite listener, deadpan listener, deadpanite, yeah, then by all means, contact me and let me know. I'll try not to be a couple months late with that either. Anyway, this last bit of music is called One, and yes, that's right, it is a cover. Well, it's not really a cover, because, and now this is not a knock on Matt Mangone anyway. I'd actually showed him the chords, how to play the song. We just hadn't gotten together for a couple of weeks. I came back and he was not really playing the right chords. But we just started jamming. We kept on jamming it the way that he'd gotten used to practicing it. And it became its own song with Bono's lyrics. And since we'd already bastardized it anyway, I tacked on a little instrumental thing of my own at the end. And it became its own thing. And it became a hidden track on the Wishing Bridge. And all right, that's it. It's been lovely. I've been babbling. It's been Deadpan number 43. You've been great. And that's it. I'm out. I'm not coming back after the music. Good night, Deadpan. Good night, nobody. Good night, Mush.
One knee in the night, in the night.